Well, CJWW presents Keith Urban on the High and Alive World Tour with a stop at Sastel Center in Saskatoon on Monday night. Keith Urban with Alana Springsteen, Carly Scott Collins, and Chase Matthew, who joins us on the phone from Calgary. They get set to play the Saddle Dome tonight. Hey, Chase, how are things going?
Man, everything's going good, dude. We've had a really good time here on this tour so far and just really excited to get back up to Canada, but not only Canada by myself, Canada with Keith Urban, dude. It's going to be a dream come true.
Yeah. Growing up in Nashville, is that something you always wanted to do, is be a singer?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's all I've ever known is music. So to be able to live my dream out here on the road with you know, a band and a crew and just, you know, tour buses the whole night, it's just, like I said, a dream come true, man.
Now that you're doing the job that you've always wanted to do, what kind of jobs did you have around Nashville before you got the big break?
Oh, yeah. I was a ATV mechanic for 6 years. I was working on four-wheelers and side-by-sides, and it's kind of where I got my start, was just, you know, packing boxes and selling parts off of them, just doing running an eBay store with my old boss. And, you know, I just kept consistently putting out music the best way I could, whether that mean I had to sell something or sell my truck or live in my truck or whatever it was. And you know, the way it just rolled out just so happened to be the way it played out. And it's been a blessing, man. Really, a really, really solid blessing.
Is that something you like to do when a tour wraps up? You like to get back home and go quadding? Or?
Yes, absolutely. I've got about 6 or 7 four-wheelers. I don't lost count at this point, but I think one of them might be dead in the woods. But we got a bunch of four-wheelers, and me and the band, they come over to the house, and we rip around sometimes. And, you know, I think that's just a way to blow off some steam and stick to your roots at the same time. You know, it's been a really cool thing to see, especially when you get to celebrate with your friends, you know?
Yep. So the dream is to be in the music business. Talk about that big break, that time. I'm sure you remember it. That time for you when you thought, man, this could be it. This is it.
Yeah. I think like the big eye-opening turning point for me was the first time I got brought on tour with was the Aldean tour, the Jason Aldean tour. And that was like a big, like, I feel like a turning point in my brain, at least, where I was like, wow, this is the dream. Like, Jason Aldean, by the way, I mean, that's an artist that I grew up listening to, and just, I've always loved his sound, his style, and I relate a lot to him. So to be my first tour was just such a crazy experience, and being on a stage, sharing a stage with him, and just being able to talk to him, such an eye-opener, and just something that really motivated me to just, man, keep working hard. One day you'll be Aldean.
So was it his people that called you to invite you on the Jason Aldean tour, or did he call you personally?
You know what's funny is I think somebody told me that he called me and that I missed the phone call. I found out through the team, you know, through managers and his managers and all that. And so, man, that was a phone call I should have answered, I guess. I didn't. Yeah, you never knew. I guess I need to set up my caller ID.
Chase Matthew joins us on the phone. He's on the Keith Urban Tour with a stop in Saskatoon on Monday night at Sastel Center. Does looking at the number of streams, the billion-plus streams that you had, Chase, does that blow your mind?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I try not to look at the numbers because I want to focus, you know, just on staying creative and just making music that I love. But it's great to know that the fans are really resonating and relating to the music. You know, I never thought that writing songs in my bedroom about, you know, heartbreaks and breakups would, you know, create so much, you know, steam. And so, yeah, the billion with a B, that's a big number, you know.
It is a big number. Now, maybe describe your music. If there's some listeners tuning in right now to the interview and they've heard your name attached to the Keith Urban tour, maybe describe the sound of Chase Matthew.
Yeah, well, I mean, I could tell you my music is, I think it's authentic to me. I mean, I know it's authentic to me, but I think if you want to give it an explanation, it has a unique sound, but it's like a breed between rock and roll influence, roots, country, soul, roots, you know, and you know, just a little bit of blue collar, I guess you could say, a little bit of proud of where you came from, and maybe even add some rap beats in there here and there.
You know? Right on. Sounds like a great live show, if you ask me, when you put all those elements together.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I can't wait for y'all to see it. I hope you guys are coming as well, because it's definitely our job to get them warmed up. And I can tell you, it ain't just me. It's my band, too. We do a good job at it. And I say that out of confidence, not cockiness. I'm really excited for you guys to see it and very excited to get back to Saskatoon.
We are looking forward to the show Monday night. Before we let you get to sound check at the Saddle Dome there, we want to talk about the new single, Darlin'. We're going to play it here right away. It's knocking on the door at top 10 south of the border on the country charts there. Set up Darlin' for us, Chase.
Well, this is a song that talks a little bit about, let's just say this, if you ever been cheated on, here's a song for you. This one's called Darlin'. I'm Chase Matthew, and I'll see y'all soon.
Chase, thanks for taking the time. Sure do appreciate it. Look forward to your performance when the Keith Urban Tour rolls through town Monday night. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling us, man. We'll see you soon.